Welcome. In 2011, President Obama signed into law the America Competes Reauthorization Act. It granted all federal agencies broad authority to conduct prize competitions to spur innovation, solve tough problems, and advance their core missions. To date, nearly 300 prize competitions have been implemented by 45 federal agencies through the website challenge.gov. One of the leaders in conducting prize competitions has been NASA. Jen Gustetic joins us today from NASA. She's the Prizes and Challenges Program Executive within the Office of the Chief Technology Officer. Her insights about running prize competitions are useful to public leaders in other federal agencies, but also to state and local leaders who may be interested in running prize competitions as well. Jen, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
I'd like to ask you about the benefits of using prize competitions, but start us off, if you would, by giving us an example from NASA about how a prize competition helped the agency solve an important challenge.
So last year, we ran a challenge on the Innocentive platform seeking a better way to measure strain on Kevlar and Vectran straps that are webbed together. That's a mouthful. It's essentially the material that's used for inflatable structures that we someday are going to attach to the International Space Station in space. This material was really hard to test in the lab. We're having very, very hard time to figure out an appropriate strain measurement technique for it. Our engineers were kind of spinning over this for months, trying to figure it out. So finally we said, let's ask the community through a challenge. Let's see if there's a better strain measurement technique out there. This is something engineers in all sorts of fields deal with. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. So we asked through an Innocentive challenge for ideas for better ways to do strain measurement in the lab. And we got three ideas that were very similar, that were a very simple but elegant solution to ways to measure strain in the lab. And in fact, one of the engineers that posed the problem said that I could have had a V8 moment when he saw the solutions because of how simple and elegant it was. And this whole activity cost $20,000. So very, very cheap when you think about a relatively on-demand problem-solving tool available at your disposal that allows you to reach people for solutions that you might not have been able to reach otherwise.
That last point gets us to one of the benefits of prize competitions, which is reaching beyond the usual suspects to increase the number of minds tackling a problem. Tell us how you articulate the benefits of prize competitions.
Yeah, so when we talk about why prizes as opposed to other mechanisms that the government might have in its toolkit to solve problems. Some of those are contracts, grants, partnerships. When you ask why prizes, it's because prizes offer some unique benefits as compared to some of those other tools. One is you only pay for results. So it's not about specifying a kind of general area that you'd like to see progress and then paying without being guaranteed that you get that progress. You only pay if that milestone is achieved, if that progress is achieved. That can be very desirable in a portfolio approach to trying to advance a whole set of activities. Another principle that's a little different about prizes and challenges is it allows you to bring other disciplines to the table to solve a particular problem. So when we do calls for grants, when we do calls for contracts, a lot of the same people apply every time that know how to work that process, right? Or see themselves as being an expert in that area. And so they apply because they can submit their resumes and the past performances that enable them to get the work to continue that work. But it leaves out potentially other disciplines that could have relevant practices that are standard or even a bit cutting edge within their discipline that, if generalized, could be applied to our problems. An example that I like to give there is a challenge that we ran in the late 2000s on the Kaggle platform that was the Mapping Dark Matter Challenge. And we were looking for better ways to identify an algorithm to find dark matter in this data set that we had. And it ended up being that within a week of this challenge being active, within a week of the challenge running, a glaciology PhD student came up with an algorithm that beat the state of the art by using common practices in their field, in glaciology, for identifying change detection around edges of glaciers from images that were taken from our remote sensing satellites. And so an astrophysicist would have never gone to a glaciologist to think a glaciologist will help me find dark matter. But it had something to do with the practices that they were using to identify edges that helped them to actually tell NASA something about an algorithm to help them parse their data. in a different way. Because oftentimes innovation does come from other sectors that might just not be applied in your sector yet. So one of the great things that Prizes and Challenges offers to agencies is the ability to ask for improvements and ask questions to communities that are more than the traditional communities that we go to that have potential to unlock innovation that we may not have gotten through the traditional channels.
Yeah. I know that Kareem Lakhani from the Harvard Business School has worked with NASA, and his research, which I've heard you mention before, has shown that the people who can solve your problem may not necessarily be the people you'd expect, and that fact underscores the usefulness of putting prize competitions out there for the broader public. Tell me what he found.
So Kareem Lakhani found, in looking at the use of some online crowdsourcing platforms in the late 2000s, that oftentimes the solvers for a particular challenge are oftentimes 7 degrees removed from the discipline that you think, or the solver set you think might solve your problem. And so it puts you in a bit of a quandary. You can identify who you think might solve your challenge, and you market to them, but then they're 7 degrees removed. So how do you get 7 degrees out? In some ways, you do that through marketing approaches that enable you to leverage networks that expand it beyond the traditional set that you would have gone to, a lot of social media marketing. But also, that's the benefit of using some of these innovation intermediaries like Innocentive, Topcoder, Kaggle, some of the other organizations that we've worked with in the past, that they maintain a community of solvers that come from a variety of disciplines. So when you post your challenge to that site, you're posting to a lot of different disciplines that are going to see your challenge.
I mentioned before the America Competes Act that allows agencies to use private money to run their prize competitions. Agencies can also use their own funds if it's allowable for that purpose. And in some cases, I know prizes don't involve money at all. Tell us about the various incentives used for different prize competitions.
Yes. So agencies look to a variety of different resources in order to run challenge activities. And not in every case is the award from a challenge cash. So it's also important to note that incentives can look very different depending on the outcome that you're trying to drive. We say at NASA that gold, guts, good, and glory are all really effective drivers and
gold.
Incentives.
Gold meaning money.
Guts. So proving that you're the baddest dude out there that can fly across the Atlantic, that was basically what Lindbergh did in response to the Ortega Prize. Good, it's the right thing to do. You feel like you're contributing something bigger. Or glory, so the marketing attention, the notoriety that you get from participating. It's different from guts because you can get glory without necessarily having to put your life on the line. But there's a variety of different types of incentives depending on the outcome that you're trying to create and the demonstration task itself. What are you asking people to actually do? You weigh all of those incentives when you're creating the award pool, when it's not always cash. And so we do use appropriated funds for prize purses at NASA. They're appropriated to the Centennial Challenges program. And we use those prize funds to pay for the cash prizes associated with our technology development and demonstration prizes. But we have a whole host of other types of challenge activities we run where the incentive might be an invitation to a launch down at Kennedy Space Center, or the incentive might be getting invited to an event at NASA headquarters where you get to meet the administrator. And so there's a variety of different types of things that motivate people. And thus, when we're designing a prize, we try to think about the incentives that will bring the right people to the table.
Finally, Jen, for federal officials looking for assistance in launching their first prize competition, I know that NASA provides assistance through its Center for Excellence for Collaborative Innovation. Tell us about the COECI, as it's called.
Yeah, so the Center of Excellence for Collaborative Innovation launched about 2 years ago, just over 2 years ago, and they serve two purposes. One is to help other federal agencies run their first online crowdsourcing activities. They are able to come and work with the NASA civil servants that have expertise in this area, so they're not learning alone. There's no prize for dummies book, so they can't just go off and buy some rule book and understand how to do it right away. It really helps to have someone there with you, helping you understand how to run your first one. So the Center of Excellence provides that personal help, but then also the Center of Excellence has existing contract vehicles with some of the open innovation vendors that other agencies can use in their first attempts at prizes to help them quickly be able to conduct their first or second one and learn how to do them, such that then they can institutionalize them within their own agency the way in which they see fit at their own agency. The COECI is not a shared services activity for the federal government. It's not that we'll be running everyone's prizes and challenges for them all the time.
It's capacity building.
It's a capacity building activity, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so we'll help them run their first or their second as one of their primary functions. COECI, though, also acts as kind, in some ways, a shared services function for NASA. So when NASA offices want to run a prize or a crowdsourcing activity, they can work through the COECI to use those common contract vehicles and to get the expertise within the agency to run their first prize or crowdsourcing activity. And so externally, we help you out your first or second time. Internally, we're really kind of the engine for driving the use of prizes and crowdsourcing activities within NASA.
Jen, thanks again for being with us, and thanks for your useful insights about prize competitions.
You're very welcome.